I was thinking about this week, and I was thinking about, okay, does everybody know what we talked about last week? This is your mental acuity test. What was the sermon about last week? What the lawyer want to know about? Mary, Martha, you got to get back up here. What did the lawyer want to know about? What must I do to inherit what? To get eternal life, right? Right, so the lawyer asked that, and then Jesus went on to tell the story about the good what? The good Samaritan, yes. And in the good Samaritan, we have all these verbs, all these do things that the good Samaritan was supposed to do. You know, the Samaritan comes, he sees the man, he helps the man, you know, he bandages him, he does all these things, and Jesus says, yes, do this, and you'll have eternal life, right? And then we read today's story, and it almost sounds like he's telling me that we're wrong, right? Now, Jesus has come, and probably some of his disciples, it doesn't say that, but they most typically would have been traveling together, and they come to visit Mary and Martha, right? Now, Mary and Martha, you know who their brother is, right? If you don't, it's Lazarus, and you'll meet him next week when we talk about that, right? And Martha's over there, she's already rolled up her sleeves, just like Jean was doing, and she's gone out and she's bought the lamb, probably, and all the vegetables, and she's made this wonderful Mediterranean salad, and she's made this homemade bread, right? And she's put the soup on the fire, and she needs help. So I'm sure what she does is she yells at her sister Mary, because that's probably what most of us would do with our sisters, not with somebody here, right, but at home. We yell and tell her to come, but Mary seems to have selective hearing, like some children I know, and spouses sometimes, right? So I'm pretty sure that Mary probably went over here, poked her head in the living room to see what she was doing, trying to get her attention, and when didn't work, I'm sure she went back to stir the soup that was on the hearth, which was now simmering, and I figured so was Martha. Right? I hate this story. It bugs me to death, right? Because it's almost like Jesus is saying, okay, choose one. Who do you think's better, Mary or Martha? You know, it's tempting to start defending whoever we feel the most like, right? And I tend to defend Martha a little bit, right? You know, because I also think, there might be a bunch of Marthas out in the pews. Not all of you, because I know some of you, Marys, you know, or Marks. We could call them Marks, whatever it might be, right? And so I think to myself, well, what would we do in the church if we didn't have Marthas, right? Who would be here on Sunday putting out the snacks and the coffee, and who would be throwing a garage sale with us, or be out there, you know, with the bags doing that, or of course the Mr. Marthas, of course, who are fixing the plumbing and here when it rains, shampooing the carpet or running the video and the audio back that, fixing the roof, you know. It seems like our church life depends on having a whole lot of Mr. and Mrs. Marthas, right? Each one of you probably know what you are, right? And Martha wants help. Now, what's wrong with that? Nothing, right? So she politely goes to Jesus and says, you know, don't you care that my sister is being a lazy anyway and has left me to do all the work by myself? You know, it's not fair. Tell her to help me. Anybody can hear you saying that to Jesus? Well, I could. It sounds like what I hear in church, but you knew. But we usually say it this way. Well, you know, in church, there's the 80-20 rule. 20% of the people do all the work and nobody... Yeah, we know that story, don't we? Jesus, of course, just infuriates Martha. I really think so. I think I would have been mad, you know. He says, Martha, Martha. Why are you so worried and distracted by many things? There is only one thing that you need to think about. Would that aggravate you? Yeah, because, you know, we can understand Martha being aggravated because I think she's just like us. For the most part, not all of you. Martha is not just busy. Just like when Jean was acting, she's not just multitasking. You know, she's overbooked, she's overscheduled, She's overwhelmed half the time trying to figure out how she's going to get her work done, you know. After all, there's kids to take to baseball, and there's houses to clean, and there's meals to be made, right? And those appointments to keep, and not to mention a full-time job. So Mr. and Mrs. Martha's are probably very distracted, you know, distracted by so much going on in the world today, you know. And there is only one thing that Martha needs, but I don't think Mary and Martha would agree what that is, do you think? Because I had to laugh at it, because so often, being a Martha myself, what we would respond to is, I can't put one more thing on our plate, right? Rather than saying, maybe I should take something off of my plate. And I wondered, what if the point of the story is not to choose between Mary and Martha, but to choose Jesus and whatever Jesus' one thing is that he's talking about that day? What if this story isn't about choosing between going to Bible study and outreach ministries and between taking time for prayer or going to collect food baskets or going spending time with friends and family and hands-on service together? What if it's not about that? What if it's not a story telling us to choose between Mary and Martha, but to choose Jesus? And choosing just the one thing he's offering to us. So what's the one thing, though? Well, you had to have been here last week when we talked about the Good Samaritan, right? Because last week we had a lawyer, and the lawyer just wanted to know what? What does it take to earn eternal life? And Jesus says, what's written in the law? And he basically says, you've got to love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your all your strength and all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself, right? And Jesus says to me, you've given the right answer. Do this one thing, and you will live. Do this, Jesus says, you know. Well, last week we thought it was care for the neighbor, but that's not all, because Jesus is expanding it here. Jesus says, what is the most important thing is to do this, is to love God and to love your neighbor as yourself. The Good Samaritan shows how we love our neighbors like ourselves, right? And then Jesus goes to Mary and Martha, and we learn Mary is loving God and spending time with God. Jesus is saying they're equally important. Do this. Love God through through compassionate action and helping others, but love God by spending time with God and listening. You know, and I got to thinking, it's almost like a gate or a door that's open and closing, right? You, like Mary, would go in and spend time with God, kind of being filled up like you do in the worship service or in meditation or reading the scriptures, whatever you might doing. And that very love will send you right back out the gate, right back out the door till you want to compassionately help others that are in need of justice. You know, a friend of mine told me about this youth group that went to Jamaica, I think it was, and on their trip, they visited a very small school. It was an elementary school. It was in a very poor part of Jamaica. And the children were crowded in there, and they were having to share books. And as you can imagine, the kids were hungry when they came in. It was like chaotic. And they wondered, how in the heck could one teacher be teaching these children that she lovingly cared for, right? There she was, very calm. You know, very loving. And they thought, well, the only way she might be able to do this is because she really loves teaching. Donna would say, no, that wouldn't be it. No. But they were really surprised to hear her say, oh, I don't choose to come here every day because I love teaching. I come here every day because I love and spend a lot of time with Jesus. And then when I come here, I see Jesus in those children. Jesus said, do one thing. Love God and love neighbor as yourself, and you will live.